नमः ओम विष्णु पादाय कृष्ण प्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्ति वेदांत स्वामिन इति नामिने नमस्ते सरस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देशधारिणे श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद जय अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासदि गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 रामा 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 हरे हरे भजहु रे मन श्री नंदनंदन उभय चरण अरविंद रे भजहु रे मन श्री नंदनंदन उभय चरण अरविंद रे भजहु रे मन श्री नंदनंदन उभय चरण अरविंद रे भजहु रे मन श्री नंदनंदन उभय चरण अरविंद रे. This is a song written by a Vaishnava poet, and the meaning of this song is very instructive for our spiritual lives. So in this first line, Bhajuhu re mana srinandanandana abhaya charanara vindare. The author is speaking to his own mind. The first order of business in yoga, in spiritual life, is to get the mind under control. Krishna himself points out in the sixth chapter of Bhagavad Gita, where he is speaking about yoga, right at the start, he reminds us that your mind can be your best friend or your worst enemy. The mind that is not under control, the mind that has free rein, the mind that has no check, will kill the yogi. It will destroy spiritual advancement. But if the mind is under the control of the self that was described in the second chapter of Bhagavad Gita, the first lesson of transcendental knowledge, you're not your body. You're not your mind. You are eternal spirit soul. That was Krishna's first instruction to Arjuna. So the mind should not dictate to you what to do. The yogi, the devotee, dictates to the mind what we are going to do. The devotee has spiritual strength. And that spiritual strength is a blessing from Guru, Sadhu, Shastra. From your spiritual master. from the blessings and instructions of other saintly persons, past and present. And most importantly, the mind becomes under the control when it is obedient to the scriptures. And Bhagavad Gita is the best scripture because it is spoken by God Himself. So the author of this song is speaking to his mind. My dear mind, you have two proclivities. You accept things and then again you reject the same thing under different circumstances. Let us cooperate. Don't fight me. Please, let us be fixed on Sri Nanda Nandana. Sri Nanda Nandana is here on the altar. Radha Raman Bhagavan, Krishna. So, and this is the same thing Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita more than once. The mind should be fixed on Him. Sabai Mana Krishna Padara Vindayo, the great Saint Ambarish, great king, but a saintly king. In the description of his wonderful qualities, the first statement of Shukadeva Goswami, Savai Manak Krishna Padara Vindayo. King Ambarish's mind was fixed on the lotus feet of Krishna. When Shukadeva Goswami was instructing Maharaj Parikshit in Srimad Bhagavatam, the consistent message was, my dear king, fix your mind on Krishna. You only have 7 days left. And we learn from Bhagavad Gita, why is it so important to fix the mind on Krishna? Apart from the mind should be under control. This we also learn in chapter 8 of Bhagavad Gita, because at the time of death, whatever you're thinking of, that determines your next birth. That determines the next chapter of your spiritual evolution. The familiar story is Bharat thinking of a deer at the time of death. He took his next birth as a deer. Here in America, people are attached to their cats and dogs. That is very dangerous. Because if you think of your cat or dog at the time of death, guess what you're doing? That's what is going to happen. So, Krishna himself says many times in Bhagavad Gita, Manmana, think of me. The whole gist of the yoga system is to fix the mind on Krishna. Either you fix your mind on Krishna within your heart because he's there, or you fix your mind on Krishna in his murti form, or Lord Chaitanya recommends fix your mind on the holy name of Krishna. Why? Because the holy name of Krishna is not a symbol, it is Krishna. That is the gist of the Hare Krishna movement and the Maha Mantra. It's not simply sound. Back in the 60s, when the Hare Krishna movement was started, rascals would say, oh, why don't you guys are just doing hypnosis. Why don't you chant Coca-Cola, Coca-Cola? They used to tell us that on the streets. But there's a big difference between Coca-Cola and Krishna. Because Krishna's name is absolute. The name, the sound Krishna is identical with Krishna. Being convinced of this makes one a chanter. Unless one is convinced of this, one will not become a dedicated chanter. This has to be first convinced that the name Krishna is Krishna, not symbolic. That would be offensive. Just like we don't view the deity as symbolic. We take the deity directly as Sakshat, God himself. That's why we're not worshiping idols. Anyone says you're worshiping idols, tell them, no, I'm worshiping God, not an idol. You worship idol, woman, movie star, money, Trump. You're worshiping idol. We're worshiping God. And he appears in many forms as the deity, as the holy, even as my favorite, Mahaprasade Govinde, as Krishna's prasad. So, the author of this song is saying, my dear mind, don't argue, don't fight me. Nowadays, what's happening in the world? No one's getting along. Right? If you're watching the news, every day, new conflict. Now Saudi Arabia is fighting Iran. Right? Don't worry, there's another one coming. Because this is what's happening. The arrangement of the planets, the astrological. I am predicting this year is going to be a bad year. You better take shelter of Krishna, because it's going to get very bad. So take shelter of Krishna. Get your mind under control. Abhaya Charanada Vindare. Govinda Das, the author of this song, is saying, my dear mind, this is why you should cooperate with me and let us be fixed at the lotus feet of Krishna. Abhay. Fearless. In this material world, the very nature of this material world makes one fearful. It's just the way it's designed. Even Krishna in Bhagavad Gita in chapter 8 says, Dukalayam Ashasvatam, certified by the manufacturer. The manufacturer of this material world certifies the nature of this material existence, Dukalayam Ashasvatam, suffering and temporary. Just like you get sometimes in the mail, the car that you bought, you get a notice, recall, because the manufacturer discovered that somebody messed up during the manufacturing stage. Now, this doesn't work, and they don't want billion-dollar lawsuits. So they send you this recall notice. Come, we'll fix your car. So the manufacturer of this material world, Krishna, says, Dukalayam Ashasvatam. He's telling you ahead of time, this material world is a temporary place of suffering. But you can become fearless. You don't have to be fearful. And the author of this song is saying, that is done when you take shelter of Krishna. And that is the exact conclusion of Bhagavad Gita. Mamekam Sharanam. Krishna says, you should take shelter of me exclusively. Don't have one foot in, one foot out. Say there's a rainstorm. So you look for shelter. So you don't stay half under the awning and half in the rain. That would be foolish. So Krishna is saying, come out. Take shelter of me. I will give you protection. Aham tvam sarva papebhyo. I will give you protection. And for historical evidence, people say, well, Can you give? Yes, the Pandavas, Draupadi. You know better than me how the Pandavas and Draupadi, throughout all their tribulations, they came out successful. Why? They took full shelter of Krishna. So that's the first line of this song. Take shelter of Krishna and become fearless. Dulabha manava janama sat sange. Dulabha manava masat sange. Dulabha manava janama sat sange. Charaha e bhava sindhure. Dulabha manava janama sat sange. Dulabha manava janama sat sange. Charaha e bhava sindhure. Charaha e bhava sindhure. So this next line, Durlabha manava jannama. This is directly corresponding to the teachings of the Vedas, that there are 8,400,000 species or different kinds of bodies you can take. The choice is yours, depending on your karma, depending on the decisions. Right now, we are in the human form of life. Human form of life is like an airport terminal. Here in LAX, they have that Bradley International. So they have so many different airlines. Some go South America, some go North America, some go China, some go India. Depending on where you purchase your ticket, you go. So the human form of life is like that Bradley International Airport. And just like, depending on your money, you either get a cheap flight, expensive flight, first class, economy, and you choose where you want to go. But you have to have the cash. So in the same way, your next birth is also the same way, but not with money, with your karma, your accumulated pious credits. And by the way, right now, you are accumulating lots of pious credits sitting in this class and temple. You're accumulating. That's why you should come every Sunday. If for nothing else, to improve your account. To improve your account. Just come. Just hear the lecture. Hear the kirtan. Look at the deities. Just these simple things. Take prasad. Increases your account. It cannot be estimated. Cannot be estimated. So depending on your pious account, you're taking your next birth. And depending on sinful activities, you take lower birth. Animals, aquatics, trees, insects. This is lower birth. Why? Because the debits outweighed the credits. they were spiritually bankrupt or piously bankrupt. If you have more pious credits than sinful debits, you improve. So, the author of this song is saying, Durlabhamanavajamma. Getting a human birth is rarely achieved. Why? Because out of the 8,400,000 species, only 400,000 are human, 8 million lower. So it's like a pyramid. Lonely at the top, at the bottom, lots. So there are 8 million lower forms than human, 400,000 human, which is like 17-18%. So he's saying, you should have only one business or one priority, not one business, one priority as a human being, sat sangha. Associate with the truth, associate with the spiritual, associate with the eternal, associate with devotees. That's what the temple is for. The temple is not to have a nice social hall. No, that's not the business of a temple. It's not just to have a community hall where we talk about our families. That can be part, but it should not be the main function. The main function of the temple is spiritual knowledge, spiritual activities. These other religious functions, that can go on, but one should at least know what is the main priority of coming to the temple. It is to engage in spiritual activities. Satsanga, associating on the spiritual platform. There's lots of association on the material platform. But coming here, this is meant to associate on the spiritual platform. Then this last line of the first verse, Taroho e bhava sindure. Very nice analogy the author gives. Again, taken directly from the Vedas. Bhava sindure. Material existence is many times throughout the Vedas compared to an insurmountable ocean. You cannot expect to get to, say, Venice Beach and I'm going to swim to Hawaii. Impossible. Because that distance is much greater than your capability. So in the same way, Taraha Eva Vasindure, material existence is like an insurmountable ocean. This verse directly corresponds to a verse in Bhagavad Gita chapter 7 verse 14 where Krishna says, Daivihi esha gunamayi mamamaya duratya. My material energy, because it comes from Krishna, it's Krishna's energy. He has expanded it. He uses the word duratyaya, insurmountable. You cannot cross over. Durga, fort. The material existence is like a fortress. That's why in other places in the Vedas you will see, you are a prisoner. In a prison they have shackles. So someone may say, well, I don't have, yes you do have a shackle. Sex desire. That is your shackles. It is because of sex desire that we continue to remain prisoner life after life after life. It's all there. You give up sex desire, you're free. Easier said than done. Not so easy. There are hundreds of examples in the Vedas. Vishvamitra, He was trying to conquer. What happened? He heard these tinkling bells of Menaka. Finished. 60,000 years of meditation down the drain. So Krishna says, Mam eva ye prapadyante, although this material existence is insurmountable, mayam etam taranti, here the Bengali taroho, in Sanskrit taranti, same word. You can, and Krishna said, you can easily cross over the insurmountable ocean of material existence. How? Only one way. Only one way. Surrender to Krishna. Sorry. It's not my opinion. It is the message of Krishna. If you don't like it, discuss it with him. But that's what he says. After all, he says, it's my material energy. Maya jakshena prakriti sugyate sacharacharam. It's under, she is under his thumb, under his control. And his agent, her consort Lord Shiva. But the fact still remains. There is no way to cross. He says here, Taraha e bhava sindure, mayam etam tarantite. Same thing. This material energy, insurmountable, but you can cross over easily by surrendering to Krishna. And surrendering to Krishna is as easy as chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Everybody please. Shita atapa bhata parishana edna jamini jagire. Shita atapa bhata parishana edna jamini jagire. Shita atapa bhata parishana. Shita atapa bhata parishana. Edna jamini jagire. Edna jamini jagire. So on this line, the author gives us his personal experience. It's not that he doesn't have any experience of material life. He is saying that so far in my life, I have experienced the harsh dualities of material existence. It's too cold, it's too hot. There's happiness followed by distress. There's good, there's bad. There's peace, there's war. Nothing remains as it is. Constantly, change is going on, constantly. And this causes us to be in anxiety. Right now, the biggest fear in America, if you listen, everybody's worried about security from terrorism, financial security. Everybody's worried, oh, the China stock market is going down. It very well could have, I just read today, just like we went through that financial thing in 2008 when Bush bailed out the banks, right? China is about to go through the same thing. They're about to have a crash, and it's going to be worse. And no one now, there's no island. Everything is interconnected because of globalization. So when things go bad there, we will be affected. So there's no security. There's no security. Even here in the temple, we don't have security other than Krishna. If somebody was to walk in right now with a gun, what are we going to do? Just chant Hare Krishna? What else are you going to do? Yes. But the fact remains, there is no security. State Farm, Allstate, you're in good hands. Good luck. Try cashing in. There is no security. It's an illusion. So the author of this song says, I am very familiar with the nature of this material world. I've had to work hard, day and night. But he continues. And all of us can appreciate this next line. Bifale sevinu kripa natura jana. Bifale sevinu kripa natura jana. Chapala sukalaba lagire. Chapala sukalaba lagire. So here the author is saying, what is the impetus? Why are people working hard day and night? Why are they undergoing so much tribulations in this world? Chapala sukha. They're going through all this anxiety, working 2-3 jobs, and worried. Why? Chapala sukha. Because they're chasing after flickering material happiness. Again, this is clearly discussed in chapter 18 in Bhagavad Gita. That there's happiness in the mode of ignorance, such as Las Vegas. That's happiness in the mode of ignorance. There's happiness in the mode of passion, which is what most people work hard and then enjoy on the weekend. Eat, drink, and be merry. Weekend, holidays. Then there's happiness in the mode of goodness. Knowledge, fine arts, yoga. And then, beyond happiness, because whether it's happiness in ignorance, passion, or goodness, it's still chapala. It's still limited and temporary. When Krishna is showing the defects of worshiping the devatas, again, this is in Bhagavad Gita. I'm not making this up. In Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says why it is not intelligent to worship devatas. There's 4 verses in chapter 7. Boom, 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 one after the other. One of the arguments Krishna gives is because the benedictions given by the devatas are limited and temporary. That's only one. Whereas happiness on the spiritual platform is unlimited and permanent, unlike happiness in the mode of goodness, passion, and ignorance. Transcendental or spiritual happiness is unlimited and permanent. That is the message of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, by his personal example and by his teaching, is instructing people, you should strive for ananda, spiritual happiness that is ever increasing. And that can, again, easily be achieved simply by Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Everybody. So for this flickering sense gratification or material happiness, the author is saying, Bifalese vinukripana durajana. For the amount of effort you have to put in, your return on investment is very little. Lots of endeavor, lots of suffering, just to get a little bit of this flickering happiness. And then Kripana Durajana. I have experience of this. In order to get this miserly flickering happiness, you have to work for a nasty boss. Any bosses out there? You may think you're nice. You should ask some of your employees what they really think of you. Oh, they're not going to tell you. I have experienced this. I also spent 7 years working in the world. And when I see this, I remember one guy, one of the vice presidents of the, he always gave me a hard time. Why? Because he knew I was a Hare Krishna devotee. So he had it in for me. And every chance he got made my life miserable. So when I'm not going to mention his name, but when I sing this line, I go, oh yeah, him, that guy. Never gave me a break, always caused trouble. Edana Yovana Putra Parijana, Yovana Putra Parijana. Edana Yovana Putra Parijana. Ite kiache para titire. Kamala dala jala jivana chala mala. Kamala dala jala jivana chala mala. Bhajahu hari pada nitire. Bhajahu hari pada nitire. In this third verse, the author is saying that conditioned souls who are not on the spiritual path, who do not take shelter of Krishna, who do not have a guru, who do not abide by the scriptures, they are forced to take shelter of fallible soldiers. This term, fallible soldiers, was the beginning of Shukadeva Goswami's instructions to Maharaj Parikshit. It begins in the second canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. So one of the first things Shukadeva Goswami points out, that the Grihamedis, those who are content in enjoying household life, okay, they take shelter of things which are going to ultimately fail them. And America is going through this right now. For so long, the American people were thinking, oh, we are the most powerful nation, we are the best nation. But now, they've done poll, they've done research, America is scared. They no longer have trust in their America. And that silly guy, he's saying, let's make America great again. Nonsense. He has no idea how to make America great again. You want to make America great again? Worship Krishna. But he will never say that. Anyway, the conditioned soul takes shelter of his nation, or his bank balance, or his community, or his children. But at the crucial moment, the time of death, what will your bank balance do? Nothing. You're going to bribe Yamaraj? Yamaraj, let's make a deal. There's nothing you can offer Yamaraj. No stock options. He's not interested. He is going to come, pay the bill, Trump. Chump. Yes, the time of death is crucial, because now you have to pay for what you've done in your life. And Yamaraj has everyone's rap sheet. In the Bhagavatam, it is clearly stated, in the sixth canto, Yamaraj has a mind that's empowered by Krishna. Yamaraj is able to look into everyone's heart and he sees everything. And your whole life is there. The record is there. We think, oh, nobody saw that I did this thing. Yeah? Bhagavatam 6th canto says there are 13 witnesses of every action. 13. When you go, say you go to trial, right? So the prosecutor, Hare Krishna, Ran Raman, Bhagavan Ki Jai. The prosecutor will bring witness after witness after, yeah, he did it. He did it. He, right? And based on the testimony of the witness, the jury says, convicted. So Yamaraj has 13, he's one of these, there are 13 witnesses. This is in 6th canto of Bhagavatam. 13. You think you're going to get away with anything? No. And besides, who's in your heart seeing everything? Krishna. He knows when you... Yes, that's Krishna. Not Santa Claus. So, there's no escaping. So all these things, your money, your community, your nation, bank balance, it's not going to save you at the time of death. The only thing that will save you in the time of death, what is your pious bank account? What is your devotion to God? What is your record of service to God? That is the only thing that's going to rectify. Therefore, Kamala Dalla Jala Jivana Talamala. But I have to end. I could go on for another hour, but I have to stop here. I hope you loved it. Hare Krishna.